Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I love men. The men in my family, I love. I'm surrounded by men. I got my boys. I got my husband. My father, may he rest in peace. We don't do enough for the men in our lives. In fact, men have gotten a lot of bad publicity, bad rap lately. And we need to cherish the men in our lives, because we wouldn't be here without the men and women in our lives. And June is National Men's Health Month. A lot of people didn't realize they're only talking about it now. The month is already half over. It's because Father's Day is coming up. So everybody's like, oh, man, we forgot about Dad. Don't be forgetting about Dad. But I got to tell you, being surrounded by men, most of my friends are guys, a lot of my patients were men, there's one simple thing men could do to improve their health that they don't do. Now, you're going to see throughout the month, which is already now almost half over, men don't make enough doctor visits. Men don't get their prostate screened. Men don't take off their clothes to get a skin cancer screen. Men don't get their hearts checked. Men don't do this. They don't do this. They don't do this. And you know what? I don't have to harangue and go on about all that, because I think there's one little thing. We've got to make it simple for all of us. Even for, if you give me a big list of things to do, I'm not going to do it. But make it simple. And I got one thing you guys can do that you refuse to do. You refuse to do this. I see you guys. You refuse to do this. One simple thing that you can do to improve your health. And that is, stay with me here, eat a salad. No, come on, no. It's not that hard. It is not that hard. You can eat a salad. Now, the reason why men don't want to eat salads is because they think it's a girly thing. Am I girly? Am I at all resembling anything feminine? And you're going to watch me eat the salad, and you're going to see that you could actually look like a dude. You could be pretty manly eating a salad. And honestly, you know, men don't eat salads because they like their meat and potatoes. I mean, now some men do get a vegetable and every now and then, but you just don't see a man sitting around other men eating a salad. I'm going to tell you right now, during the Stanley Cup final, I did not see one man sit there with a salad. Did they eat a burger? Did they have pizza? Did they have a beer? Yeah. But not a little delicate salad. And this salad's really good. I put meat in my salad. So we got lettuce. And by the way, you don't have to eat salad daintily. So how I eat salad, and it's just because, I grew up watching my dad eat, I just try to get as much of it in as possible.
Sometimes it drips. Nothing delicate about it. In fact, your voice deepens when you eat a salad. My voice is already deeper, probably because of the dressing. And if you notice, I picked a salad that is really dark lettuce, and there's meat. Honestly, I don't know where the meat is. They don't really give you. Here's meat. You can put meat in your salad. So let's say you're with the guys. You don't want to look like you're eating a salad. You can just always hold the meat. And you don't even have to hold. I never hold my fork like this. I fist the fork. And I'm like, yeah, it's a good salad. So honestly, people, if you introduce, look at all these antioxidants and the cyano, oh, I forgot what they're called when they're like purple. I mean, this is some healthy stuff. And I lost a piece of the chicken. Oh, man. If you could introduce more salads into your life, there is so much you're doing for your health. The big problem we have is we eat too much meat. Our breakfast is bacon, corned beef hash, ham,
Canadian bacon, eggs, cheese on it, and maybe you might stick a little tomato or some Tabasco sauce, not no vegetables, for your lunch. You're eating a burger, you're eating steak, you're eating chicken fingers. Are you actually having a salad? I'm telling you right now, okay, being the lover of men, and gosh, I don't know if it's my hormones, but man, I'm watching the Stanley Cup finals, and I think they're all gorgeous. We are going to still be attracted to you if you eat a salad. For dinner, steak, potatoes, fish, chicken. How much vegetables you're eating? You're supposed to be eating 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. I have apples in this, and it's a really good salad. And I know it's not sexy. I get it's not sexy. But you don't have to be... Look, good health isn't sexy. Do you think a prostate exam is sexy? Do you think a colonoscopy is sexy? Do you think having skin cancer removed is sexy? Do you think having a heart attack is sexy? No. So screw the sexiness part. You got to get more salad. If you could just, this month, if you could take anything away from all the health month and all the things men need to do, I know it's all about, well, check your testicles and STDs and mental health. All that is important. Trust me. Gosh, protect the testicles. But I think you could solve a lot of issues. Your gut health, your heart health, your mental health, if you get some vegetables in you. And honestly, if you get good dressing, you can make it taste good. You gotta be careful with the dressing. I also eat my salad with my fingers. I think eating the salad with the fingers, because I like finger food. Like this. This almost looks like a chicken finger. And I got the salad. And also, I can pick my teeth. A lot of guys have toothpicks. My father, bit on the toothpicks. Now I need toothpick. I need toothpick. Your vegetable turns into a toothpick. And by the way, dental. Your salad cleans your teeth. My teeth, I don't even have to go to the dentist. I mean, I gotta go to the dentist. But I, right now, because I had all this salad, I could feel like, look, I didn't even clean my teeth. See? That's my salad. It's good. And by the way, it didn't get it in the teeth. See how it's kind of sharp? So I'm not joking. I'm really being dead honest with you guys. One thing you could do to improve, in addition to sleep, in addition to making sure you have a family support, in addition to exercise, in addition to having good mental health, being in a job that you like, being fulfilled, getting your medical exams, eat a flippin' salad. Just eat a flippin' salad just once a day. It's really not that hard. Watch the dressing. I know I like to actually eat ranch dressing with a side of lettuce. Flip that around. Eat the salad. Like I said, I don't care if you want to add lean protein. And again, no thigh meat. I know thigh meat is the best tasting thing. This is chicken breast. You know, it's so funny. I see that with men all the time. Oh, I'm so into the breasts. Okay, then where is your chicken breast that you're eating? Okay, why is it all about steak? So, Men's Health Month, God bless our men. We really appreciate you guys. But one simple thing you could do. 1-877.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you are traveling this summer, thinking about traveling. For the love of God, please have a portable carbon monoxide monitor with you. The average traveler does not. It's just high time you need to. A California couple just died. They were at a $780 a night, 5-star Hyatt resort in El Pescadero, Mexico. Dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. This isn't like an Airbnb or renting out somebody's house where they could have had a faulty generator or something. We are talking a Hyatt resort. We're being told that this couple allegedly died from carbon monoxide poisoning. They were killed in their sleep. Abby Lutz, 28 years old, and John Heathcote, 40, were found unresponsive in their hotel room. This was at the Hotel Rancho Pescadero near Cabo San Lucas.
Abby worked as a nanny. John ran a health supplements website. According to Daily Mail, Abby's family is now raising money to bring her home to bury her. They died as a result of carbon monoxide poisoning. According to the family, they said while on a beautiful trip in Mexico, Abby and her boyfriend thought they had food poisoning, so they went to the hospital to get treatment. We were told they were feeling much better a few days later. We received a phone call saying they had passed away peacefully in their hotel room in their sleep. We have been told it was due to improper venting of the resort and could be carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, the GoFundMe page has already raised about $3,000, but that's for Abby. So I don't have the boyfriend's GoFundMe yet. But representatives for the hotel, which is owned by Hyatt, has not responded yet to the claim that it was carbon monoxide, but this is allegedly what they believe it is. An autopsy is yet to confirm, but police say it was due to suspected gas inhalation. Now, I'm not sure how long they were in Mexico, but if you remember, this is unfortunately a story we keep hearing. Remember the Bahamas sandals tourists? The Nassau Guardian reported last May that three American tourists were found dead in villas the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on Exuma. They had died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Michael Phillips, Robbie Phillips from Tennessee, and Vincent Chiarella from Florida died. I think the wife at the time had been airlifted to, a hospital. Both families were staying at separate villas, but within the same building at the resort, and the pathologist said it looked like it was carbon monoxide poisoning. So this is, if you can't trust we're talking, and this could be anywhere. In America, we had, I believe, a daycare. If I could look this up really quickly, 32 children and adults in October had suffered carbon monoxide poisoning at a Pennsylvania daycare at Allentown. They feel it came from a faulty heating unit. Poor ventilation. I don't think anybody died. One child did fall unconscious, but fortunately, they were able to find it, get everybody treated. So carbon monoxide, and I believe carbon monoxide is what killed Weird Al Yankovic's parents, both of them in one shot, when they slept. Carbon monoxide is a gas made of carbon and oxygen. It's odorless, it's colorless, you have no idea you're breathing it in. And the reason why it's so deadly is because our body relies on oxygen, and oxygen comes in two atoms, O2. Carbon dioxide, one carbon atom, one oxygen atom, because oxygen can't be by itself, makes up something that looks similar to O2. Now, according to the CDC, 50,000 people visit the emergency room each year due to accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. It kills an average of 430 people annually. And how it kills is the two atoms of carbon monoxide that look like oxygen get absorbed. Blood cells have hemoglobin. Hemoglobin carries oxygen to the tissues. Carbon monoxide competes with oxygen for sites on the hemoglobin. The hemoglobin can't tell the difference and will take the carbon monoxide over the oxygen. So when your tissues are like, I'm ready, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, give me my oxygen, they don't get oxygen. The tissues and organs, including the heart and brain, don't receive the oxygen they need. You become hypoxic. The organs become injured, and then they lack function. When they lack function, you could die. Now, fascinatingly, as an ER doc, when somebody comes in saying they have food poisoning, you have to ask them to not call it that. And say, what are your honest-to-God symptoms? Don't call it food poisoning. What are your symptoms? Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning could be abdominal pain, could be nausea, could be vomiting, could be headache, sore throat, cough, difficulty breathing. Somebody could say, okay, I have COVID. Could be, but it could be carbon monoxide. Chest pain, you could faint. You could be confused, fatigue, weakness, blurred vision, rapid heart rate. Sometimes you might get a cherry red color to the skin and lips. This is something we have to look out for as medical providers. And unfortunately, you hear all the time, well, we're New Mexico, we feel sick, so we got food poisoning. It's Montezuma's Revenge or whatever they call it these days. And every time somebody comes back and they say, yeah, you know, I think I have that, I don't want to always call it food poisoning. Even though food poisoning is pretty common. Headache, nausea, vomiting, fatigue could be carbon monoxide poisoning. So what do we do? Well, because carbon monoxide displaces the oxygen in the blood, we need to, one, get away from the carbon monoxide source. And then we need to try to push as much oxygen as possible to displace that carbon monoxide off the hemoglobin and out of the tissues. So usually we give you high flow 100% oxygen. Sometimes we might even have to put you into a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. According to Medscape, the treatment of carbon monoxide poisoning with hyperbaric oxygen therapy is based on the theory that oxygen will competitively displace carbon monoxide. It's competing. While breathing room air, if you just get them away from the source, that helps. But it could take 300 minutes, 5 hours, to recover. If you're on a 100% oxygen non-rebreather mask, we could reduce that time to about an hour and a half. But with hyperbaric oxygen, we could hopefully reduce that down to 32 minutes. So carbon monoxide can be formed from anything that burns. Because people are like, how the hell do you get this? So it's created during the incomplete combustion of fuels like wood, natural gas, coal, propane. If the air quality is poor, if the temperature is low, carbon monoxide could get formed. But it wouldn't during complete combustion. Complete combustion would make water and carbon dioxide. So sources of this include tobacco, smoke, fires, fireplaces, generators, water heaters, grills, clothes dryers. Don't be standing around the dryer in your underwear going, hurry, 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 I need to get dressed. Get away from the dryer. Vehicles, of course, have it. Landscape tools, wood stoves, gas stoves, furnaces, boilers, power tools. And we're really worried because during the winter months or storms, people lose power. So have a carbon monoxide monitor. And honestly, please, for the love of God, travel with it. Travel with one. They're not that expensive. You do not want to trust where you're staying. Have extra batteries. Now, avoid fires and sources where there can be CO and carbon monoxide in closed spaces. Make sure you're near a window or vent. Avoid running your car within closed spaces. I get it. There's a good song you're listening to. You pull into your garage. You close your garage for safety, but the car is still running. For the love of God, shut that car off. Make sure your exhaust system is checked regularly to ensure CO is not leaking to the vehicle. If your car has a tailgate, always make sure you open the doors and windows to avoid CO being sucked into the car. And the CDC has a lot of recommendations, but they do recommend to install a battery-operated or battery backup carbon monoxide detector in your home. You have to replace the battery. You could do it when the clocks change in the spring and fall, or when you change your, because we don't want to change our clocks anymore. We're kind of sick of that. But when you change your fire alarm batteries, have your heating system, water heater, all other gas, oil, coal burning appliances serviced by a qualified technician. Do not use portable flameless chemical heaters indoors. Now, if you smell an odor, now even though it's supposed to be odorless, sometimes your gas refrigerator could be leaking CO2. So if you have gas equipment, make sure it carries the seal of a testing agency. Make sure there's ventilation in your home. Chimneys could be blocked by debris. But please travel with a monitor. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Another day of dangerous weather is ahead for much of the South as another very strong weather system bears down on the region. And if it's not storming, it's going to be very, very hot. Heat index is topping 110 degrees in Texas. Tuesday's indictment of President Trump has improved his fundraising. Both big and small donors poured more than $6 million into his campaign treasury this week. The Washington Post reports Trump rejected an appeal by one of his lawyers last fall to approach the Justice Department about a plea deal. A slight jump in retail prices last month, up 0.3% from April. Economists say it's proof that we continue to spend despite higher inflation and higher interest rates. One clear total price. That's what companies like SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and Airbnb are pledging to implement. The announcement's expected today at a White House event. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I think Americans want to do is feed themselves. I think they also want to be able to pay for some shelter over their head. They want to not get fired and be up a creek and not be able to support their family. And so one thing that I found was a phenomenal opportunity, and I'm very grateful for companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, in terms of the concept. I don't know exactly all the intricacies of how good a company they are, but the concept of, look, you lost your job during the recession. This was during the Great Recession. You want to make some money. You'll be able to make money on our platform by giving people rides. You can charge. You'll get tipped. You could log in when you want to. Log out when you want to. Let's say you do find a new job. No big deal. Don't want to work for us anymore. No harm, no foul.
But kids are asleep, taking a nap. You have babysitting. You feel like, you know what? I want to make a few bucks. Log in and you can make some money. There's some telemedicine platforms that do that. And I got to tell you, it's nice. It is so nice to not be glued to a computer or not glued to an office. If I want to work, I open up my computer and I can see patients. If I don't want to work or I'm tired or somebody says, Dahlia, let's toast the Golden Knights. Well, then, you know what? I'm done for the night. Close it up. And the flexibility is fantastic. And so we call it gig work. Well, New York City has announced a new law making $18 the minimum wage for gig workers, such as delivery workers. Yet DoorDash, Uber, and some of the other companies are a little nervous about this. So New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced a new law that is going to set the minimum wage for delivery workers at $17.96 per hour. This is going to start July 12th. Now, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, this starts to change a little bit of how the process works. Now, for some individuals, they're like, you know what? It's time we make more money. And so some of these delivery drivers, they say, yeah, you know, I'm losing my car mileage, I'm gaining car mileage, and I'm losing wear and tear on my bike. But for others, they're going to start to notice that they might not get tips anymore. So Insider reports that Mayor Eric Adams said New York City is setting the tone for across America. Approximately 60,000 workers earn about $7 an hour on average without tips, or $14 with tips. They're all going to get raises now. Now, this pay bump is a victory for many worker advocacy groups. But the delivery apps are getting nervous. Now, they're saying the new pay structure would adversely affect delivery workers in New York City because now it's going to increase their workload, limit their flexibility, and reduce the overall food delivery workforce. So DoorDash said to Insider, given the broken process that resulted in such an extreme final minimum pay rule, we will continue to explore all paths forward, including litigation, to ensure we continue to best support Dashers and protect the flexibility that so many delivery workers like them depend on. So under the new law, delivery apps have options. Under the law, they say delivery apps have options for how to pay delivery workers, either per delivery, per hour worked, or a formula of their own making, as long as workers earn the $17.96 minimum. Apps that pay per trip must pay approximately 50 cents per minute, while apps that pay delivery workers for the entire time they're logged in, including them waiting for an order, must pay them 30 cents a minute. Now, currently, most apps do pay delivery workers who are contractors, so they're independent contractors, but they're not employees, and the apps will pay you per order. The minimum wage set by this new law is higher than the current $15 minimum wage. So the drivers would make more than the other workers in the city. And they say that'll account for the higher taxes contractors pay, work expenses like bike maintenance. So what some individuals are saying is, well, the company, if they have to pay that minimum, then they might change the delivery charge, per se. Remember I told you one trick that these companies do is for them to make money, part of that tip money, they manipulate the delivery charge. So you, when you buy something delivered to you, you're noticing you're paying $5.99 delivery charge. So you're like, okay, I bought the food and that. But then on top of that, you have to tip. You're like, but isn't the delivery charge going to the driver? No, it's not. And so you have to tip on top of that. Well, they think that what could happen is that customers may be like, you know what, this is just too much. I'm paying so much more on tip and this and the delivery charge that I might as well just go and pick up the food myself. So there was a study That said, apps can tighten limits on access to their platforms, better matching supply to demand, and incentivize productivity. They said some apps give drivers preferential access to their platforms based on how often they accept jobs. Under the new rule, the apps may use these practices more often. Apps may also opt to set shifts for workers instead of allowing them to log in whenever they want. This could disproportionately impact casual users. And I've talked to many individuals who say, look, I don't want to be stuck to a shift. I want to be able to log in and out. And I've noticed that myself, too. It is so nice to be able to log in and out rather than, because I've tried that where I actually sat at the computer for 6 hours. I couldn't do it. It just, I had too much, I could do other things. And to sit there and not work. And so DoorDash said many of their delivery workers are casual workers who are implementing income at their full or part-time jobs. And so these apps allow them flexibility. So Grubhub said the pay structure had good intentions but will have serious adverse consequences for delivery workers. The apps may choose to fund the increased labor costs by charging customers higher fees, potentially raising consumers' delivery costs by an additional $5.18 per order. And the apps could also offset these higher fees by discouraging or eliminating tipping. And so that could be a problem. So right now, when you order these, and I've never officially ordered a DoorDash or Grubhub. I've, like, ordered pizza, and then somebody brought it to me. I thought it was the pizza place, but whether they, you know, contracted out this. But when you order, it actually says the delivery charge, and then do you want to add the tip? And so I like to tip when they come, because if I add the tip and then they take an hour or two, I might then change the tip from 20% to 15% or whatever. So these companies might just not put tip on it and might make it look like your delivery charges. Because, again, if a customer thinks they have to pay too much, delivery charge plus tip, they won't order. But if a customer thinks the delivery charge handles it because the worker's getting paid more, they might then do the order. So workers could then get screwed. Now, it's interesting. When I waited tables, there was a manager position opening, and they offered it to me, and I didn't want it. And they were like, well, why not? And I go, because my schedule is flexible as a waitress, and I get tips. As a manager, I'm going to be making way less. Why would I want to be a manager? Where you have to be there 40 hours a week. Also, I was going to medical school, so I just needed to be able to work my 25 hours a week at night. I couldn't be there during the day. But I turned it down because I made more money with tips. So if something like this starts to affect the tips, honestly, we don't want workers being screwed, and we want workers to be able to make proper salaries. But what we've seen with inflation is all the wages that had to go up, many companies have had to then up their rates of their retail. And when people don't come in, they then fire staff. So sometimes when you raise wages, you actually cause more job loss. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one reason why some of us feel better during the summer months is because of our arthritis. And arthritis isn't just an old person problem. We all get it. I'm middle age and I'm getting there. I got a birthday tomorrow. Day after birthday to me. But whether you're middle age, whether you're seasoned, whether you're a young spring chicken, we could all get musculoskeletal pain. We could all get pain, joint pain, bone pain, rib pain. And the summertime is usually a nicer time because you don't have the humidity as much, unless, of course, you live in areas where there's monsoon or the storms that are coming. You don't have the cold will sometimes bother muscles more than the warmth. But my worry is when we are in the more warmer months, we have a neglect of our musculoskeletal system. Now, I'm married to my husband, who's a chiropractor. And many people ask, how does that work? MD and chiropractic, how does that go? It works absolutely fine. MDs, me as an allopathic doctor, I think you have to introduce physical medicine. And we are taught that. And MDs work with doctors of osteopath. We work with physical therapists. We work with chiropractors. And I notice that, and I do the same thing, when my back isn't hurting me, my neck isn't bothering me, I'm not going to do a checkup. I'm not going to do an adjustment. But then if you only go when you hurt, when your back is out and your neck is out, now you're in trouble. So there's a maintenance that has to be done. And so for those of you that are out of alignment or misaligned or have subluxations, which is not a full dislocation, but subluxation where your bone is a little out of joint, these are things that should be monitored and should be addressed. Because we have millions of Americans who suffer. I think it's half of U.S. adults suffer from musculoskeletal pain. And we all make the same mistake. What do? We wake up one day and we are stiff or we hurt or we pick up a toy and we throw our back out and now we're messed up for weeks when we could have done more preventative type stuff. A few years back, I got up to go pee. Everything was fine that morning. I got up, sat on the toilet. When I got up to pull up my pajama bottoms, boom, my SI joint threw it out. It took me 2 weeks to recover. I had to have my husband help get me dressed, trying to go to work, hunched over. And I'm married to him. I should know that I need to be doing regular adjustments or good back health or musculoskeletal health. And good musculoskeletal health means taking care of your bones, joints, ligaments. And we don't want you to wait to the point where it's, Now, some of us do have pain. And when we do have pain in, let's say, a muscle or a Charlie horse, have you guys ever had that where you woke up in the middle of the night with a Charlie horse? It is such a painful cramp. It is more painful than labor. And I've been in labor. And I wake my husband up. I usually can handle pain. And I get quiet when I'm hurting. But this is the type of pain where it's ow, 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 ow. And I just keep getting higher. And the dogs and the cats are like, what's going on? You woke me up. Please. Well, now that you're up, feed me. And so my husband has to help stretch that leg out or that foot out to help stop the cramp. I don't even want to think about it because I don't want to induce one. I don't get them often. But those suckers are painful. Now, one thing I go do, which helps, is I breathe. Like the Lamaze breathing that we learn for labor and all that? You got to breathe. Fox News Health talks about that too. Breathe your way to stress relief. Breathing. If you have an acute injury or you aren't injured, you got to oxygenate your joints. You got to oxygenate your muscles. And so whenever I am spasming, I try to bring an extra oxygen. I don't try to yell and scream. I do that to wake up my husband so he can help me. And if he's not there, I just breathe it through, and I'll breathe in extra oxygen, and then I'll try to let it stretch, and then it goes away after a minute or two, and then, oh my gosh, I'm scared to death. But if you are not oxygenating your muscles well, you're going to have a problem with that. And so how do you oxygenate your muscles? Well, exercise. Use them. Everybody says, I don't want to exercise because then I'll get a cramp. If you have a muscle spasm from overworking out, that's a different type of injury. Okay, you need to stretch before you work out. You need to condition. You need to build up the intensity. Don't go from 0 to 90. A lot of people, like January 2nd, they're in the gym, and they're there for 2 hours, and they think they're Arnold Schwarzeneggers, and all of a sudden, then they're cramping. You got to build up. You also have to do a cool down. I used to do Jane Fonda aerobics, and actually I taught them in school. We had it, and I would lead the class. But you would have to do a cool down. See, a lot of us, we work out, slow it down for a minute, and then we run, hit the shower.
slow. Your cool down could be anywhere from 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to relax those muscles. You also want to finish your sweat. If you're trying to lose weight, sweating makes you lose weight because you're burning calories to sweat. Hydrate, but finish your sweat. Don't just go and hit the shower. So breathing is important. For your muscles, as I said, you got to keep moving. The more you move, the more you oxygenate. If you smoke, you got to stop that. Smoking decreases the ability of blood flow to the legs. If you have diabetes, you need to control the blood sugar. If you have high cholesterol, you got to get that controlled. But if you're having muscle pain, it could sometimes be sugar, cholesterol-related, or blood flow issues. Now, it could also be electrolytes. Your salts could be off. Your magnesium could be off. Your potassium could be off. Remember I told you guys I opened the show saying you got to eat a salad? Salads can give you the, especially if you have radishes and peppers and all sorts of stuff in there, can really help you from a vitamin standpoint. You also have to hydrate. You've got to hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. If your body is dehydrated and your muscles lose water, they'll cramp. You also need hydration for your joints. You have a headache. Before you hit the Excedrin migraine, try drinking some water, seeing what happens. And then throughout the day, stretch a little bit. Now, people say, well, I'm only stretching, you know, when I'm about to work out. Why aren't you getting up? You know, my show is going to go on for the next hour. When we hit the break, why don't you stand up and stretch? Pull the truck over. If it's in a safe area, get out, stretch, get back in the truck. You got to stretch. Stretching helps grow those muscles, helps make them stronger, helps oxygenate them. And then, of course, weight. You got to watch your weight. If your joints are hurting, your muscles are hurting, it could be they're just taking on too much. And so you want to ease that up. And so, but the more you do drink water, the more you do stretch, the more you do get up and walk around, the more you do exercise, the easier it is to lose weight. Everybody says, gosh, weight gain is such a vicious cycle. You gain the weight and then you hurt and then you, but the opposite happens. If you exercise, you could improve your pain. You could decrease your weight. Then that decreases pain. Then that decreases weight. So it all seems to be a snowball effect, but you could do it in the right way. But for those of you that do have bad backs, bad knees, bad shoulders, this is the time to get it checked out. All right? Not after you hurt yourself water skiing or jumping into the pool, and then we get to winter time. Get things checked out now. And for those of you that do like osteopathic medicine or chiropractic medicine, have them just survey and see if you're in alignment. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.